Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Pretty sure we're all in a fairly amazing mood because
Why?
It was such a kick-ass weekend
it
of sports.
The worst weekend ever.
And I went and dug through and found something for show and tell that I wanted to bring in and show you guys today. I found, Brad has had this for I don't even know how many years now, a Dave Niehaus autographed Mariners hat from back in the day that says my oh my on it.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
And I've been looking for it for, I don't know, probably a couple of years, and I found it this weekend. I don't know why I'm like feeling superstitious or something about actually wearing it because it's such a, you know, special item. But yeah, wanted to bring that in and show you guys.
Where did you find it?
I found it in a box in the back of a closet.
Okay.
Where you would not keep something so special.
That's kind of where I keep everything. At some point, I'm like, I don't know where to put this. F it. I'll put it in that box that's in my closet.
And then never be able to find it.
Yes.
What is your favorite piece of sports memorabilia that you have, Steve?
Wow. Yeah, I wish you'd give me some time to think about this one. You know what it might be is, and I got to give a shout out to our friend Sue, who used to work over at King 5, and she was going to see a Devils game against, I think, the Kraken. She's like, hey, I know you grew up a Devils fan. Can I borrow one of your Devils jerseys? I'm like, absolutely. You want Ken Danica? You want Martin Brodeur? You want this guy? She's like, I'll go with Danico, Mr. Devil. Like, he's like one of the old school greats. One of my all-time favorite New Jersey Devil. So she wears my Ken Danico jersey, ends up meeting Ken Danico there because he's one of the broadcasters for the New Jersey Devils, and got my jersey signed.
No way.
And I remember she's like messaging me and she's like, are you okay with an autograph on your jersey? And I'm like, if it's Ken Danico, yes. If it's just some rando, no. And so now I have an autographed Ken Danico jersey, which I thought was so freaking cool of her.
That's a rad story.
And the story is what makes it awesome because I love Sue. And the fact that she did that, aww, I thought was pretty awesome. So I would say that's mine.
Yes, I love that. Well,
what about you?
Well,
is it
maybe
this?
It's this.
Yeah?
This might be it.
Hey, speaking of Dave Niehaus, later on this morning at 9 this morning, we're going to be talking with Greta Niehaus, who's Dave's daughter. And she was at the game, you know, game 5, the game where they end up moving on to the American League Championship Series, that 15-inning game.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know if people saw on social media or over the internet, there was a picture circulating of her sitting right next to the statue of her dad right before Jorge Polanco hit that hit the single to win the game.
Oh.
It's such a powerful picture.
It really is. I mean, someone was definitely cutting onions when I saw that photo.
Yeah, but I was like, man, that's such a what a moment for her. She was so stressed that apparently she's like, I got to go sit next to my dad, and went to the statue of her dad and watched that moment happen at that. Yeah, it's incredible.
We're just riding a high.
Yes.
It's going to continue all morning. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Happy Thanksgiving to our friends up north in Canada. It is Thanksgiving Day.
They were probably in a little bit of a bad mood last night. So maybe today they're feeling a little bit better. Maybe more thankful today than they were yesterday.
That's fair. I didn't think about that. And so, of course, my brain started going, what do you eat on Thanksgiving Day in Canada? Is it the same? Is it turkey? Is it stuffing? Turns out it's Timbits and poutine.
That's all.
And that's it. Yeah, that's all, yeah. And ketchup chips.
Yeah, those two, of course.
Hey, the Seattle Mariners, they opened up the American League Championship Series with a big win. I mean, after that home run in the first inning on the first pitch, Bryce Miller was just unstoppable. He just shut it down, only a couple of hits. I mean, the pitcher for the Blue Jays also pitched a great game as well. But at the end of the day, your Seattle Mariners won the game. Also, big dumper, hit a home run. Yeah, and he gave it to us, that's for sure. And also, Jorge Polanco, who might be the MVP of the playoffs with the way he's been playing, yet again, helps the Mariners win with a big hit yesterday during the game.
It's the 3-2, Polanco rips one to left field, base hit. Rodriguez heads home, and the Mariners have taken the lead. Jorge Polanco, as he did on Friday night, gives Seattle the lead, 2-1 here in game one.
I mean, that's impressive that there was only one hit, a couple of hits, one run against one of the best hitting teams in baseball, if not the best hitting team in baseball. So that was an awesome statement game by the Seattle Mariners, but they got to do it again today. 2 o'clock, that's when game number two is going to be happening. As far as the National League Division Series, you got the Dodgers taking on the Brewers. That game will happen at 5 o'clock tonight.
Sam Darnold of our Seattle Seahawks had a couple rough ones in the last couple of weeks, but then yesterday was just nearly perfect, which was so exciting. He threw for 295 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Seahawks beat the Jaguars 20-12 on Sunday.
Are we living in a world where Sam Darnold is our franchise quarterback? Because it's starting to feel that way.
He was so connected, and the touchdown from Jaxon Smith-Njigba was insane. I could not believe that catch. That was just absolutely fantastic.
And Jacksonville, more like Saxonville. Sorry.
Our coach, Mike McDonald, was talking about the win.
It was a great win. Jacksonville's a really good team. They've been playing really well. Just you go back to process it all the time, and I think we nailed our process this week, and I think the challenge is going to keep rolling, but focus on our style of ball and staying composed, staying together, picking each other up, play-by-play, all that type of stuff. I know it sounds cliche, but don't really care because that's how we roll.
I love you, like, don't care, and then uses a cliche to respond to people who say he's too cliche. Yes. Mike McDonald is a national treasure rather quickly for our team. I mean, basically, this weekend, if you were a sports team from the Pacific Northwest, you won, unless you were the Cougars.
Stop it. We had a wonderful performance, Steve. We gave them a run for their money, and we were not supposed to do that. 33-point underdogs? Come on, man.
And I know it's early, and there's still like 80 games left in the season, but it's nice to see the Seattle Kraken with 2 wins under their belt. They're 2-0 with a great win against the Vegas Golden Knights over the weekend as well. Tonight, you got Monday Night Football. The Falcons are taking on the Bills, and the Commanders are taking on the Bears. As far as weather, we're in a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics tickets are on sale now for an event that is the first of its kind, Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And it's happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena up in Everett. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. It is going to be such a fun time, and you want to snag those tickets before they are gone at KISW.com.
Bro, I really don't care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are so high on that Mariners magic right now, Steve Higgs.
Yes.
So excited to get to catch up
with
Senior.
Seize the moment.
Yes, sir. So excited to be catching up with Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for our Seattle Mariners. His name is Greg Green, and he joins us now. Greg, good morning, and go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Greetings from downtown Toronto, where it's very quiet around here.
I saw pictures of you there. I mean, so did you get to just go? I mean, obviously, you're always working. You're the Senior Vice President of Marketing. But did you just get to go and enjoy it as a fan in Toronto to watch the game?
I'll tell you, I'm always a fan no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I certainly enjoyed it last night, as did Mariner Nation. What a win for the team. Up 1-0 in the American League Championship Series. We got 3 games to go, folks, for the first World Series in Mariners history. And we got big Logan Gilbert on the mound tonight. And we're coming home to the most raucous ballpark in the world. I mean, Seattle just brought it the entire time. All of our postseason games, we gave George Kirby a headache. It was so loud, and he loved it. Our ballpark is amazing. Our fans are incredible. And Seattle is just going to be lit when we get home.
And Greg, we're talking with Greg Green, who's the Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Seattle Mariners. And I wanted to talk for a second about marketing. And I imagine, like, as a team, you wrap your arms around a guy like Cal Raleigh, Big Dumper, or Julio Rodriguez, or now Jorge Polanco. I mean, but I feel like we have a new star in the making as another great Mariners person is a part of this team. He only goes by one name, just like Ichiro, and that person's name is Humpy. When are we doing more stuff with Humpy?
You know, it's amazing. During the playoffs, postseason, everybody starts out, you know, new stats, and everybody starts out 0-0, batting zero. And, you know, a different hero emerges every day. And for game 5, that hero was both Jorge Polanco and Humpy, for sure. The fish was inspired. He got a second chance at it. He is now 1-0 in extra innings. He hasn't won a single match in regular season, but extra innings. Humpy felt the spotlight and got it done and inspired us to victory. What a story!
No, I hate asking favors to you, Greg, but what do we have to do to have Humpy swing by the radio station and hang out with us one morning?
Well, he's doing Fallon tonight, and
yes.
Then he's got Kimmel and. He's got the Pope is called. We're trying to get back to the Pope. I got to get on the other line, get back to him. So, yeah, I will definitely put you on the list for a visit from home.
I saw him at the Kraken game.
Yes.
And then he was at Victory Hall yesterday. And it's just
I think he's going to be carrying the torch in 28. You know, he's going to light the cauldron. Humpy's going to do it all. He's taking over America.
I know we joke about it, but what was the thought behind, like, hey, let's throw the salmon out there again and let's get these fans going? Because it really did, like, I mean, not that the crowd was, like, dying or anything like that. You're in the middle of a game that could potentially put you in the American League Championship Series. But, you know, it's 15 innings, and I feel like that did bring up the energy of that crowd.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little peek behind the curtain, the game entertainment staff just worked their tails off. They got the crowd was fired up. They threw everything at that game. It was, you know, 5-hour-plus game. And, you know, they're putting up, you know, noise prompts and, you know, running hat tricks and everything to, you know, get the crowd going. And actually at one point, I don't know if you saw this, they put up a graphic that was just hand-typed that said, we've run out of graphics to please make some noise. It was the 14th inning. We bought back the 7th inning stretch again. We were getting ready to do another hat trick in Hydro, and you know what? It was time for another salmon race. We'd almost played two games. So we ran the race and, you know, Humpy made history.
Oh, such amazing. Such amazing vibes from Humpy. We're talking with senior...
Can I just say, of course. If you told me 3 years ago I was going to say on the radio about our team, Humpy made history, I would have said, what's wrong with you?
It just adds to the lore of this team. I feel like every day we have something that, like, is even more insane than yesterday's story. The crying guy, the Etsy witch, the dump here guy. Now we have Humpy.
The guy won the 61 and 62 shirts in Detroit. The whole sea of Tigers fans, and Cal hits a ball to a guy wearing a shirt that says, dump 61 here, and then has another shirt on. That was incredible. What are the chances? What a story.
We're talking with Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for our Seattle Mariners, Greg Green. Greg, you're in Toronto right now. Just out of curiosity, how well have our fans traveled? What's the vibe like when you've been connecting with Mariners fans in Toronto?
Oh, it's great. You know, you run into them on the streets and you give them a little go Mariners. You see them throughout the ballpark at Rogers Center. So there's Mariners Nation has definitely showed up here. The Toronto has a great group of fans as well. They've been very kind to us. They were, you know, obviously a little down, but they've been a good group. And like I said, I mean, I can't wait to get home. Seattle T-Mobile Park is just another level. I mean, the fans here are good. They were really loud last night, but it just doesn't compare to our ballpark. Our ballpark was insane.
Well, hopefully we come back, you guys come back with a 2-0 series lead. I think that it will just be, the energy would be through the roof.
That's the plan. That's the plan. It's going to be a great series, and we're looking forward to getting more and ending this thing with a parade in downtown Seattle.
Yes. And let us know if we need to send you our address for Humpy to swing by.
I will. Thank you guys for having me on. Let's go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Thank you, Greg.
Take care, Greg.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a Mariners fan, we want to know if you stayed up late on Friday to close out Game 5 in so many extra innings. We have a simple question we'd like to ask you if you did stay and watch. 206-803-ROCK. Call now if you watched that insane 15-inning classic, because we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after Def Leppard. Time's traveling back to Friday. Game 5 of the ALDS was one for the ages. 15 long innings, and it all ended thanks to Jorge Polanco.
Polanco sends it in the way and will send Seattle to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 24 years.
Getting freaking goosebumps again. What a moment.
Seismic activity recorded.
It was insane. I don't know about you guys, but the next day, I spent so much freaking time on social media watching all the different fan and also Major League Baseball and Seattle Mariner footage, like their alternate footage, and you just see the wave of people. And I'm like, imagine being a player in that. Imagine being Jorge Polanco especially, but just seeing 47,000+ people losing their collective minds.
All of that excitement leads us to want to ask a simple question. To start with Nathan in Seattle. Nathan, our simple question to you, where were you for Game 5?
Good morning. This is Nathan Reno here, and I was in Section 333.
Oh my gosh.
Lucky. So
paint the picture for us. I mean, you're there all game long. It's got to be exhausting. It's the 15th inning. I mean, you're riding high because of Humpy, but then what's going on?
Oh, I got to tell you all the amazing things that happened. Even the first time that they had the salmon race, huge amounts of people were chanting Humpy. I always chant for Humpy, and that was almost as exciting as them winning. I'm not going to lie. But, I've been going to games with my buddy Doug since we're in first grade, so like 32 years, and the opportunity came to get these tickets, and we're both like, we got to do it. There's no hesitation. I was at work the day before, like, leading up to it. We got it at the last minute. So like leading up to it, I'm at work and like I'm almost pulling my hair out. I'm like, I gotta see if we can even do this. So it all worked out to get down there. And no one perceptibly left the whole time, which is even being down and whatnot. pretty much on your feet the whole time screaming. There's a guy and his son next to us. He looked like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball, which is interesting, but it kind of added to the sports moment mythos, right? But every single person is high-fiving each other every time there's just an out or a strike recorded.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk the next day. I'm still a little haggard right now, as you can probably hear. It was one of the best things I've ever been a part of, but also absolutely excruciating.
When I love the footage afterwards, like they saw everyone spilling out into the streets of Seattle, and I don't know what was going on, but all of a sudden there was like a band playing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is happening, man? What a vibe.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Drew in Issaquah. Where were you for game five?
At home with my husband, but I was at the first two, but my husband made me go outside because I was screaming so loud. it was the best. It was absolutely the best. Go Mariners.
And it sounds like you lost your voice a little bit, Drew.
I have, and that's okay. I'll give it up for the whole thing. We got to win the whole freaking thing, right?
That's exactly right.
My voice was shot that night as well. I remember just all my buddies were all just screaming and yelling at because we ended up, I was wrestling that night at SOS Pro Wrestling, and so I had my cell phone. Thankfully, I had the game on. There was like eight of us surrounding it. And I'm like, this is insane. We're all watching. I'm like, I got to go wrestle a match. Oh. What? So I go and wrestle. My match started in the 12th inning. The whole time, I'm like, dude, if they win while our match is going on, just roll me up, pin me, because I want to go back and celebrate. And plus, then people would cheer because I'm the bad guy. Match ends. We go right back through the curtain. They're like, it's the 15th inning. Mariners are up. Ran back upstairs, back on the phone. We're all surrounded around it again. And just, I mean, the screaming and yelling in the locker room and the hugging. It was just insane.
206-803-ROCK, a simple question for Joel in Seattle. Where were you for game five?
I was at home loving it.
Nice.
Me too.
What about you? Where were you?
You know what's so funny? I was driving. I had an event in Gig Harbor, all the way down in Gig Harbor on Friday night. So I was driving home for all of those extra innings. And the game wrapped when I was like five minutes from home. I couldn't believe it.
How could you drive in that situation? Dude, my heart was going so crazy the entire time.
I was screaming so loud, saying a lot of expletives. And when I finally was like getting through the city, I rolled down my window as if I was going to be able to like hear the crowd from T-Mobile Park on I-5. Spoiler alert, I could not. But I just felt so connected driving by, seeing everything all lit up at T-Mobile Park, knowing that place was just absolutely exploding. It was so much fun. And I had a text thread going later in the evening with family all over the country. Everybody stayed up late watching different time zones. Everybody cheering for our Seattle Mariners. It was fantastic.
My Facebook Messenger is blown up for my buddies on the East Coast that like guys that actually work for Fox Sports, a couple of my buddies that I grew up in the neighborhood with, like, are you watching this? I'm like, yes, yes, our entire city, our entire state is watching this right now. I do love somebody said I started the game at home, then I left for my son's baseball game, 2 hours, then came back home, finished the game, LOL, was amazing, go Mariners.
Oh, go Mariners.
Then how about our friend Danny V, just like me, he had something he had to do on Friday night. You were DJing and emceeing for Emo Night at Numo's.
Which... yes, and I thought, okay, game's going to be over way before Emo Night starts because we start kind of late, 9:45. I'm like, I'll bring my jersey, and if they win, I'll wear my jersey on stage, be like, let's go Mariners. And as I'm watching, of course, no updates, and I'm like, what is happening? Literally, what is happening? We keep going. I had to start Emo Night. So the visuals guy at Numo's was like, I'm going to keep the lights Mariners colors until I hear they win.
Okay.
So I get
into
it. That's your cue. I know. I get into it and I'm like, all right, three songs in, still nothing. I'm refreshing my phone, trying to host Emo Night.
And were all the people there mad because there was a color blue and it wasn't the color black or white? Because I feel like that's the national colors of Emo Night.
Right. Yeah. And I refresh it and finally I see 3-2. And the visuals guy, he didn't even change his colors. He just runs up on stage. He's like, Danny, they effing won. Oh. And so, of course, after the song ends, I'm like, the Mariners. If not, I was going to take off my jersey and burn it on stage.
As but, you should.
Yeah, I was glad I got to announce it. And then all of a sudden, this influx of people just came into Numo's. I was like, everyone's watching the game somewhere, and now that it's over, everyone's here to celebrate.
Oh, I bet. I was just like, okay, we got to go to Emo Night, but let's just finish this game. And then once you're invested, like, you can't walk away.
No.
Wow.
Party, party.
And I love, did you see after the game, Cal Raleigh? He ended up cursing on TV once again. This time not about winning the whole effing thing like he has done before.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
This time around, he's being asked about how long the game went, and this is what happened.
What does this moment mean for you and this franchise?
I mean, wow. Saying, fans, what a game. It took so long. Holy
wash his mouth out with soap.
No, let him curse all he wants.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're looking for someone who thinks they could beat Steve Miggs. He has 321 wins, 104 losses, and 92 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.